This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Sydney will soon have a new rainbow crossing at Taylor Square, 5 years after the previous crossing was abruptly removed in the middle of the night. The new crossing will return to Taylor Square at the corner of Burke and Campbell Streets, with construction due to start in October and last up to 3 months. The crossing will be reviewed after 6 months and, pending a sign-off on its safety, will be kept there permanently. The World Health Organization has declassified being trans as a mental illness in the International Classification of Diseases. The health agency has stated there is no evidence that being trans is a mental disorder, reclassifying it instead as a condition of sexual health. Advocates have welcomed the announcement, saying it follows many years of lobbying for change based on medical evidence. New South Wales advocates have welcomed a state government move towards strengthening protections for LGBTI communities. The Crimes Amendment Bill 2018, which passed last week, will protect minorities, including LGBTI people, from vilification. The legislation will create a new offence in the Crimes Act of publicly threatening or inciting violence against people on the grounds of things such as sexual orientation and gender identity, with a maximum penalty of 3 years in prison. Jetstar has raised conservative eyebrows after asking customers completing a survey to record their gender as male, female, or X for intersex, indeterminate, or unspecified. While some people have been upset about the perceived political correctness of offering a non-binary gender option, a Jetstar spokesperson said the airline is simply following government guidelines. Jetstar does not require customers to nominate their gender when booking flights, only to nominate a title. Countries with anti-LGBTI laws are not only failing on human rights, they are also missing out on billions of tourism and investment dollars, according to a new economic report. The report states that as well as losing tourism and other foreign income, homophobic countries are missing out on the economic power of their own LGBTI people. Gay-friendly countries, including Australia, unsurprisingly attract the majority of the world's LGBTI travel market. Kylie Minogue has revealed that she realised she was a gay icon after hearing about a Sydney gay bar's Kylie Night. The pop icon said she was in her car in Sydney one night when someone told her there was a Kylie Night at the Aubrey on Oxford Street. She said, "I'm the least Kylie person when I'm at any of those nights. I look like they should not let me in." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The National Rugby League has hit back at homophobic fans who took aim at two female State of Origin players for sharing a kiss after a game. Following New South Wales' 16-10 win, the NRL praised and posted the kiss online between Maroons captain Karina Brown and Blues partner Vanessa Foliaki, but fans abused the photo, telling the league to stop putting people off by sexualising the women's game. The NRL responded to the critics, saying it's 2018 and if people aren't bothered by the male players kissing their girlfriends, then they should be okay with this. The LGBT safe house at the Russian World Cup has been shut down on the eve of the international sporting event. The Football Against Racism in Europe group said they were rudely asked to leave the St. Petersburg location without explanation and had their electricity cut off. FIFA attempted to contact the Russian authorities to resolve the situation, but instead another diversity house has been launched in Moscow where LGBTI people can gather safely to watch the soccer. And finally, FIFA has hit Mexico with a $10,000 fine for homophobic chants at the World Cup. The chant of Puto was yet again used by fans during the team's match against Germany on June 17, which means faggot or male prostitute, causing Mexico striker Javier Hernandez to urge fans to stop. After an abuse-free match against South Korea, midfielder Andreas Guardado thanked supporters for the positive step, but also insisted that the term was not homophobic. Under new procedures, refs have the authority to pause or end a match in time.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.